Thank you. Good afternoon. So I'm going to talk about opportunities for intervention. We did a review of opioid overdose deaths in Northeast Tennessee, so I'm the health officer for Northeast Tennessee, seven rural counties in southern Appalachia. So Northeast Tennessee has among the highest rates of opioid overdose death in the United States, driven primarily by epidemic of prescription opioid abuse. Tennessee passed the Naloxone Rescue Act in 2014, but we've seen little evidence that doctors are prescribing naloxone or pharmacies are dispensing it very much. So we did a review of opioid overdose deaths for potential missed opportunities. So we looked at death certificates identified from these seven counties. During the plenary session, there was a map of the United States with a bunch of red counties right in the middle of southern Appalachia, and that's where all seven of our counties are. So we looked at autopsy reports, toxicology reports, and medical records to get our data. So we identified 80 drug overdose deaths for 2015 in those seven rural counties. That's a rate of 23 per 100,000, which is higher than Tennessee state rate, and Tennessee's pretty high. I think it's 10th in 2015. I think it was 10th in the U.S. So 73% involved opioids. Among the 56 deaths that we had specific toxicology reports for, almost all of them were prescription opioids, 98%. Only two involved heroin. So what we looked at, 18 of them, for 18 of the overdoses, EMS responded and performed CPR. Naloxone was administered to 56% of those, which to us was a surprise, but there's other data out there showing similar things. Naloxone was not administered by any bystanders, and we do not have any free distribution of naloxone in Tennessee yet, but we're working towards that. So we looked at the EMS a little bit closer. So when I first got involved with trying to get naloxone more widely distributed, we were told that EMS always gives naloxone. Anytime they see someone down, they don't know what it is, they give naloxone. So we're a little bit surprised. So we looked into it a little bit more. We found that people that did illegal drugs or drugs by the IV route were three times more likely to get naloxone than people that did prescription drugs by the oral route. And that data was also presented during the similar data presented during the plenary session. So we took a look at our EMS protocols. One thing we found out is EMS, their protocols for cardiac arrest do not call for administration of naloxone. Also, American Heart Association CPR algorithms don't necessarily call for naloxone if someone has cardiac arrest. So it might not all be missed opportunities. But the fact that they're giving it more often if someone's doing illegal drugs or IV leads us to think that they're not suspecting opioid overdose and people that are doing prescription drug overuse, prescription drugs. The other thing we found out was that in talking to our state EMS people is that the current EMS protocols do not allow lower-level EMTs, EMS personnel, to give naloxone, and that's currently being revised. Thank you.